Welcome to my podcast. I'm actually walking through Walmart right now, so please forgive me if you hear outside voices or conversation. You can basically call this a live stream podcast. So what makes this different? Well, it's easy. What makes this different is I'm going to talk about things that I want to talk about. I'm going to give opinions that are probably unpopular. I'm going to talk about things that matter most to me. People, average, ordinary, everyday people, become the dregs of humanity. And by that I mean no one is willing to help the little guy, but everybody is willing to talk about the little guy. So who is the little guy? The little guy is a guy living on a street corner trying to stretch a dollar to earn a buck. Little guy's the person who's homeless, who can't afford food, but tries every day to get into the mission down the street. Or the little guy is the one who stands up and says, "I'm here, help me." And, you know, I'm almost surprised, but it works sometimes. We have those people. And they're not the dregs of society. They're human beings. So what you think or what you say about them does matter. I spent a month at the Eugene Mission seeing, hearing, listening to people talk. I spent a month at a mission because I am part of that community. I am a part of the homeless community. And I'm not afraid to admit it. Because I do this podcast and it's like I speak for myself. I communicate for who I am. And I don't regret it. Every day, people like me fight to survive. And big companies don't care. Big companies take advantage of people like me. Big companies say, "You can't do this. It's wrong." Big companies say that. And I know. It's the truth. They're probably right about 1% of the all-time high. So, what do? We come back at them. We speak our minds. And when we speak our minds, like we do, we get that, you know, "You shouldn't say that," or "You should apologize." And I'm almost in shock. No, I am in shock. I'm in shock of who does it to those people. Trying to raise money. People don't give like they used to. When somebody asks for help, oh yeah, they'll help. They'll help the rich person. But they'll tell the other guys to go to hell in some fashion. This isn't about me. It's about everybody. Anybody on SSI, on limited income, anybody who has struggled to get by. Now, I know that down the road I'm going to hear somebody say, "Well, you didn't get this job because of your opinion. You don't get the help because of your opinion." Well, you know, that's a pretty fancy way to say, you can't have an opinion. You need to shut up. And, you know, I really am not too surprised at that. The cost of an opinion, the cost of freedom has always been at stake. And you got people who want, who need help. And you hear these people say, well, you should really think about what you say on a podcast. I have thought about it. And I'm not afraid to go back to being homeless. I'm not afraid of living dollar to dollar. I'm not afraid because if a job doesn't want me, I'll make my own work. And this is what I do. I don't ask. I don't seek. I don't beg. And most of all, I don't pretend. Like some things, it is easier to talk about things when you shut down or shut off your moral wavers. Those who complain the most speak the loudest, but those who talk and have conversation are often heard, but never given the credit they deserve. Go ahead. So, what does it? What does it for those who speak the loudest?
One can of this.
It's not what you don't hear, it's what you have to hear to live on. So what do? We pick up a box, we pick up a saying, and we listen. When you listen, you hear amazing things. Life-changing events, possibilities. Like this morning, I heard a quote on the radio I was listening to. It said, if you believe in yourself, success will find you. And I truly believe in myself. I mean, I have to. Because I do a live on Facebook. I do a live on Instagram once in a while. And I'm amazed. Not amazed. I am reaching people. But I'm also reaching other people who don't like my opinions. Who tell me I shouldn't be saying those things. And you know, I'm almost appalled at it. It's an appalling situation when big companies take advantage of homeless, take advantage of people in general. I wish I could say that I'm happy. I'm not. I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken by the fact that people who have lived on this planet longer than we have continued to take advantage of us, and they continue to lie to us. I'm unhappy with the fact that I've helped people out and I have gotten nothing except an empty conversation of supposed things they will do. So I'm not surprised. but I'm not against it. The conversation never ends. The people just get louder and louder, and the fire in them gets hotter and hotter. But the drive doesn't. And it's the drive that drives us every day to do our best to coexist, as they say, in this perfect society. And what do? As a human race, we fire, we send hostile fire to those who don't listen. We say things that we don't want to. We say things we don't mean. But at the end of the day, you know, I really wish people would say what they actually mean. If somebody said what they actually meant, it would be a miraculous thing. I think people would turn around and look at you and say you're crazy. But at the same time, I think people hide how they actually feel because they're ashamed. So what is it? It's not spite, and it's not a loving companionship. It's fire. A fire to achieve something, a fire to want something, a fire to talk about things. So we talk about things. I talk about things all the time. I talk about the outrageous prices of food and living. I talk about things that probably nobody else wants to hear. But I talk about them because it matters to me on a level that no one else can ever understand. What was it Martin Luther King said? We can all live together on earth, we can all be ashamed of each other and never live together but live apart, and society will fall apart. I think that's what he said. And, you know, okay, society isn't falling apart exactly, but it's also not staying together. Because they let the homeless go crazy in today's society. They don't have the ability to understand that we're not so homeless as we're led to believe. So what does it? What sets us apart from everybody else? Is it the drive? Is it the drive to want to be somebody? I say it's a drive that drives everybody the same way. I say it because I mean it. I say it because it's true. I say it because I want to be successful. But I will not have my opinions or my views shut down because of what I say. And that's truly it. I won't have my opinions or views cluttered by how I believe. Because what you say matters in a way that never mattered before. The value we place on human life, the value we place on letting people be homeless. If these CEOs who have all these fancy houses and cars could experience true homelessness, I think they'd respect what the missions do. I truly believe that because I believe that I think that the homeless would get into better living conditions if CEOs would stop raising prices and trying to smother the working man's economy. I believe that the standards that we have created would go down and help get these people who are homeless, who need jobs, the jobs they need. I believe that the world would be a better place. I believe that the world would be a much different place than what it is today. I believe that the mortality of humanity would change because they had a voice and they didn't have some rich person making decisions for them. If the homeless had that voice, like I have a voice, I think they'd be better off. I think that the homeless would survive. I think the homeless would thrive in a community where they're not judged by who they are or what they do. So, to me, and to everyone out there, if you want to help me, then help me. If you don't, then don't. If you want to send me money and you want to help clothe the homeless and you want to help get people back on their feet, then do it. Don't do it because you're being told to. Do it because you feel like you want to. Do it for not just me. Do it for you. Help us. Help me. Help me. That's all I'm asking for is a little bit of help. Facebook me some money. I don't care if it's only $5. Facebook me $5. Facebook me $10. I don't care. I can make it happen. I actually need $300. But I'm not going to get that. Not this lifetime. But if you can just help me, that'd be perfect. If you can help anybody who's homeless with a little bit of money, it's amazing. Use Google Pay. Send me money through Google. Reach out to me. Ask me questions. I'll answer them. If you want to be a sponsor of my podcast, reach out and ask me questions. So, stay tuned. And I'll keep talking and keep putting up podcasts as you keep listening. Thank you for your time. And thank you for listening. And remember to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, social media. Good night, everybody.